From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello everyone and welcome to our morning gospel program. Perhaps I could send a special hello to those travelling to the convention meetings in Martyrs Memorial Free Presbyterian Church in Belfast. May the Lord bless His Word as it is preached there today, and indeed in every other like assembly where Christ is uplifted and glorified. May I remind our listeners of tonight's program at 9 o'clock. We will be playing another portion of the sermon I am offering free to our listeners. It's about the war in Iraq. We will also be continuing our study in the life and times of Elijah. Now, here is a selection of hymns about our Saviour's death upon the cross for sinners. And after we listen, we will turn to John chapter 1, verses 43 to 46. subject this morning is the conversion and calling of Philip and Nathanael. We're going to read John chapter 1, verses 43 through to 46. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, and findeth Philip, and saith unto him, Follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith unto him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, Come and see. Amen, and may God bless this reading from his word. The Saviour is beginning to assemble his band of disciples. John and Andrew have already been recruited, as has Peter. Now Philip and Nathanael are called. First of all, I would have you note in the verses we have just read how powerful are the words of Christ. The Saviour spoke two words to Philip, and his life was changed for time and for eternity. Follow me, said the Saviour. In these two words, we have the very essence of true Christianity. It is a following of Christ. Please notice that before the Saviour spoke to Philip, he sought him out. Truly, the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. Luke 19, verse 10. Philip was later to say, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, verse 45. But in truth, it is Christ who first finds us. See what it is that Christ commanded Philip to do. Follow me. This is what it is to be a true Christian. Many consider themselves to be true Christians who never utter the name of the Lord Jesus except as a curse or a swear word or a blasphemous exclamation. They never open his word or show the slightest interest in what is written there. They nevertheless consider themselves to be followers of his. Even a child can see that this cannot be right. Notice just what it is we are to follow. Christ said, Follow me. It's not a man, be he a church leader or not. It is Christ himself we must follow. This was made clear to the apostles when they were commissioned. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Matthew chapter 28, the verses 19 and 20. The teaching of the true servants of God are to be exclusively the teachings of Christ. Nothing more and nothing less. Philip immediately set out to speak with Nathanael. Having been called to follow Christ, he shortly after sets off to seek Nathanael. Is this a following of Christ? Yes, it is. Last week we reminded you that this is one of the chief evidences of a person's true conversion. They become soul winners. Philip, as soon as he is converted to Christ, seeks out his friend Nathanael, verse 46. Secondly, notice, the Old Testament contains much about Christ. Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith unto him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write. Verse 45. This may come as a surprise to some. Many believe that only the New Testament has anything to say about Christ. Now that's completely wrong. How could Job have said some 1,500 years before Christ, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth? Job 19 and the verse 25. If nothing was known of Christ in Old Testament times, Christ said this search the Scriptures, and this is the Old Testament Scriptures he was talking about, for when he spoke, there was no New Testament. Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. John 5:39. Philip was right. Moses and the prophets wrote about Christ. Peter later said, to him gave all the prophets witness, that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. Acts 10:43. Notice that Philip commended Jesus of Nazareth to his friend Nathanael on the basis of what he saw in the Old Testament. We should not believe anything unless it is supported by the Word of God. Very quickly, let me close with a thought. Notice the good advice Philip gives to Nathanael. Nathanael seemed to question whether Philip was correct in what he asserted concerning Jesus. Verse 46. Philip's answer was a very wise and a good one. Come and see. Philip did not argue with his friend. He may have failed to convince him and so confirmed him in his doubts. Instead, he said, come and see for yourself. The psalmist long ago said something very similar. O, taste and see that the Lord is good. Psalm 34:8. I invite you to come and taste Christ for yourself. May you seek him today and know the sweetness of his mercy. God bless you. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.